I'm a daughter of the King.
I'm a daughter of the King.
I was created for the King. If you think you was created just to be walking around on this earth with no purpose, you better think again. Look at your neighbor and say, I better think again. You was created for God.
Yes.
For the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's an honor.
Amen.
To be created for the King. That beyond a shadow of a doubt, you belongs, you are a part of the royal priesthood.
Yes.
You are a chosen generation. Amen. 1 Peter 2:9. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. 1 Peter 2:9.
But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Amen. You are chosen.
Amen.
For God. I wouldn't have it no other way. Mm-mm. I'm glad I ain't chosen for the devil.
That's right. Amen.
They got some people chosen for wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
They got some people chosen, like what his name was, Judas. Mm-hmm. Judas' job was to come in and betray Jesus. That's what he was chosen for. Mm-hmm. He was handpicked because God knew his heart. Once his purpose was fulfilled, he ain't lived one day past that. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
I'm grateful to God that I am chosen for a purpose of holy positivity. I'm not chosen for a purpose to be a dagger in somebody else's back.
Amen.
When we define created, what does created mean to you? What does it mean to be created? Yes, ma'am.
Divinely set apart.
Divinely set apart.
Made for a specific thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anybody else? That's it? When we define created, it means you are God's unique act. He chose you. He chose to bring you in the universe into existence by his divine power.
Amen.
He was like he did Adam, like he did Eve. He chose you, not called you. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody called, but few are what?
Chosen.
He chose you. He uniquely and fearfully, wonderfully made you and created you with his own hands to bring you in this universe to exist by his divine power.
Amen.
And to perform his divine purpose. Divine purpose. Make sure you put divine.
Mm-hmm.
That's special.
Yes.
Unique. Amen. Is different.
Mm-hmm.
You got a different, divine, unique existence.
Amen.
Don't that sound good?
Yes, it does.
For being a part of the kingdom.
Amen. Thank you.
A unique, divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If God called you to be a warrior, you're going to be the best warrior.
Amen.
You're going to have your own unique techniques and strategies.
Mm-hmm.
To cut his head off.
That's right. Yes, Jesus.
In Genesis 1, it tells us how God created day and night on the first day. And how on the second day, he created the sky.
Mm-hmm.
God created what? Day and night.
Mm-hmm.
When I pray, y'all hear me say, you are the God of the day and the night. I'm covering the day and the night.
Amen.
Everything that happened in the day, I'm covering it.
Amen.
Everything that happened at night, we cover.
Amen.
Amen. He gonna fight for us in the day and in the night.
Amen.
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 From Genesis 1, on the second day, he created the sky and the water.
Amen.
To separate the up from the downs.
Mm-hmm.
When we giving God the glory, we looking up. Mm. When we look down, we coming up.
Mm.
Ain't no downs in God.
Amen.
When we giving God the glory, we look up. When we look down, we coming up. Because we ain't got no downs in God.
Amen.
But he separated the sky from the water. You have to have some dry land and you got to have some wet land.
Amen.
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 That was his job. How on the third day he made land, he separated the water from it. The land and the water. That was three. On the fourth day, he created the sun and the moon. The sun shines in the what?
Day.
The moon shines at
night.
Now, how profound is that? No matter how dark it is, we got moon to keep light.
That's good.
And in the daytime, we have sun to keep light all day. Amen?
Amen.
When we look at the sun and the moon, in the daytime, we are called the people of what?
Light.
At night, they call the people of what?
Darkness.
If you notice, the people of darkness, is that you can't see.
Mm.
The moon is the only thing shining. It's, you can't see. The people of darkness can't see, but the people of light can see.
Mm.
The veil off our eyes. We're not blinded to the world's fashions and what they do. God is very profound.
Yes.
You just got to dig in. Day five, he created the living creatures of the sea and the birds of the sky. If you notice, when God created something, it was always an up and a down. The sun and the moon, the birds that fly, the fish that swim. Something in the top, something at the bottom. Amen?
Amen.
On the sixth day, where he made them, he blessed them to multiply. On the sixth day, he created land, animals, and humans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God could have created the fish and the animals on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
They're all animals to be.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a reason. He created the animals on the same day he created the humans. Because he gave Adam dominion, power, and authority. See, the human had to be created to run things. Because the animals would have been running things.
Mm.
But God gave Adam authority and dominion and told him, name all of them. I'm giving you power to name all of them. That's what he do with us. He give us power to name all these spirits that we deal with, so we can have dominion and authority over.
That's good.
Because he created us for a unique purpose, for an existence in the universe.
Right.
How we know to call down demons? How do we know the names of demons? Who came up with the name of Succubus and Ecubus? Who came up with that name? A human. Somebody had to come up with that name so we can call it out. How you know a zebra is a zebra? How you know a giraffe is a giraffe? A monkey is a monkey. God gave man authority over the names of animals and everything. He said, call every animal a name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did Adam, who was just created, know to come up with names? Even some animals I can't see and name. Because I can't pronounce them. But he called them.
Yes.
All the animals in the universe. And it just wasn't a monkey, a bird, a cat, and a fish. It was millions of animals. Jesus. God planted knowledge, purpose, uniqueness in him, in his mind, to call all these animals a different name. Why don't you think your purpose is to do something different too? If God put it in Adam to name animals that was just created, and you are here with the knowledge of what's created, you should be doing better than that. Amen?
Amen.
You should be walking in your purpose. There should not be no, I told you, your purpose already in you. You just got to walk in it. Amen. Nobody can tell you how to do your purpose. Right. It comes out.
Amen.
What you said yesterday? I know how to get you some food stamps. You know, it's just in her. Yeah. I know how to do this. I know it's in you. That's your purpose. What sister missionary Amnesia said? I was praying and everything you prayed, just my, I was praying. It's in her. She'll, sister Ivona come here and she'll say, God told me that. That's that demon. I need to chop his head off right there.
Yes.
She knows it's in her.
Yes. Yes.
She just know. We be sitting there like, you know, but when she tell us, and we think about what she's saying, it's true.
Yes, yes, amen, amen.
She just know.
Yes.
That's her purpose.
Yes, amen.
Might not be what she want to do. I told you that's the last thing you want to do. But that's what God called you to do.
Yes.
Because he put it in you. It's something in her, the bravery in her heart that make her not afraid. To deal with, he won't put more on you than you can bear.
Yes.
He know what you made of. He know. He know I'm made for this.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Natural.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm not even looking at the paper. Stuff coming out I ain't even wrote down because it's a natural thing.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
It's my purpose.
Yes.
It's what I'm made of.
Yes.
You could tell me something and I could hear it in my spirit.
Yes.
Because I don't even know where it come from.
Yeah.
It just come out. Like I told y'all with Ashley. Ashley go in there and look at YouTube people cooking. But she don't use the people cook. She got an idea to hate. And go in there and cook it the way she want to cook it.
Yes.
It's in her.
Yes.
What's ever in you going to come out.
That's right. That's right.
So why not use the existence that God has put in you divinely for his purpose?
Yes, yes.
Because he created you for that.
Yeah.
You can't do, ain't no sense in trying to do nothing else. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you want to be on the Apollo and all that. That's not happening. Certain stuff I be wanting to think about, I'm going to do. Because I remember when I was younger, God gifted me the same. I never went to school for that. I never had practice. I just opened my mouth and sang. And I say, in my mind, in my head, I thought I was going to be a jazz singer. For a while, I started singing with this band called Black Ice. Because I thought I was going to be singing, baby, at the club. God showed me something. Sometime when me and my sister used to go out and I see women singing with their... And they in the jazz places and all, I'd be like, that could have been me. In my head, telling me, girl, you could have did that. Not so. God would stop me in my tracks.
Yeah.
I wasn't made for that.
Right.
Who made for it doing it?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Because maybe they going through something I couldn't have took.
Yeah.
He said, no, you're going to sit in the lit church and you're going to say, that's what you gonna do. On the sixth day, he created land and animals and humans. Because he gave Adam dominion.
Yes.
Over
yes.
everything. We have dominion. On the seventh day, God did what?
Rested. Yes.
He took a nap.
Yes.
He was like, I'm done.
Yep.
Y'all figure it out now. I'm done. He said, y'all got everything to do everything.
Right.
So do it.
Right.
Amen.
You got everything to do everything. So do it. You got everything to do everything. So do it. If one don't work, if A don't work, use B.
Right.
If B don't work, conjure up a C. It's time to rest. God said, I'm laying it down. Now, if God created all these things, do you think you are placed here without a purpose? Come on. Colossians 1 and 16. Do you think you placed here without a purpose? You better get yourself together. And just go ahead on and just take it. Say, you know what, Lord? I'm placed here for a purpose. I might as well get myself together. Do I want to be placed here for a purpose? No. I was listening to myself this morning. I recorded myself and I was listening to myself. I'm like, Lord, I need to shut up because I'm just digging a hole for myself. How big the hole going to be? It's probably going to be, guess what? I don't care how big the hole I'm going to be. I bet you I'm going to get in it.
Amen.
If I don't get my mind right, he's going to slide me right in the hole. Amen. Colossians 1 and 16 says what?
For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see.
Amen.
Such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him.
You heard that?
Amen.
Everything was created through God. He is the what? Great I am.
Yes.
Through him and for him.
Yes.
You was created for him.
Amen.
Everything that has happened to you was through him.
Right.
He allowed it.
Right.
Yep. If he didn't want it to happen, he'd have stopped it.
Right.
He has power.
Yeah.
See, we need to remember God has the final say.
Yes.
He's Alpha and Omega. He going to start it and he going to stop it.
That's right.
That's why I say I don't know why the devil fight with him. Because he going to win. All the time. If you stay in the ring, you going to win.
That's right.
Ain't no, you might get beat up. You hear me?
Yes.
Because we get beat up.
Yes, we do.
But we, if you stay in the fight, you going to win. God ain't gonna keep letting you get in the ring and fight and you never win.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. You know why you keep losing? Over and over and over you keep losing because you're not following your corner man.
Mm-hmm.
He said stick and move.
Right.
He don't say stick and stay.
Right.
You get like hot goo. You don't
yep.
Complacent. God did not place you on this earth just to walk around with no direction and no purpose, just sucking up air. You ever met people just air suckers?
Yes.
Like, why are you even here? You taking all the good air, sucking it up. Somebody else can get it. Who need to breathe? Ephesians 2 and 10. Why are you just walking around sucking up air? What are you doing with yourself?
Right.
What plans you got? That's the first thing I ask. I tell a young lady when they start dating and they start talking about the man. Ask them what their goals is.
Mm-hmm.
Where they going in life? Mm-hmm. You can tell where they going in life when they don't talk about them. Mm-hmm. If you meet a if you meet a man who ain't talking about his goals, that's because he ain't got none. Because the first thing a man gonna do is tell you his vision.
Right.
If he got a plan for you, he wants you to know where y'all going. He gonna say, I want a business. I want a this. I got this much money and I'm trying to do this. Can we work together and work out this? He gonna come with something. Something gonna identify. Now he may get off track. Don't rush it. They like Amtrak. They take a wreck sometimes. The choo-choo train go off the track. Do you want your baby back? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
If the train go off the track, there used to be some kind of song we used to sing. Do you want your money back? Yeah. Give me my money back. You went off the track. Am I making sense? Yes. Then get off the track. Then get off the track. Then get off the track. But you gotta bring them back. Once you bring them back, they gonna get off the track again. Sometimes they got their ticket in their hand, they still off. Baby, read the ticket. Read the ticket. Lord. But you know you got something to work with. You just gotta work a little harder. Manipulate a little longer. All manipulation ain't bad. Sometimes you're manipulating for the good. See, they use manipulation as a bad word because people do so much negative stuff with it.
Right.
But even kids manipulate. Mm. When they play with toys.
Yeah.
They're manipulating the little toys. Dogs, animals, they play with them.
Yeah.
It's for their health. It's trying to give them something knowledgeable of something that they can do. They stack the little yo-yos. You know, they're trying to make sure they can stack the donuts on the ring. That's what sometimes we got to do. We got to manipulate them to get their mind right. Their mind be off. We is here to bring them back. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 2 and 10.
For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago.
Now, if God called you his masterpiece, come on now. That's a work of art.
Yes.
That means he took his time and he painted you with the right color. Mm. He painted your hair the right color. Mm. All your physical attributes. Mm. He put boobies where my boobies go. Nuggets where the nuggets go. Kinda, kinda, kinda. You heard me?
Yes.
He did that.
Yes.
Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made by him.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you all this stuff that we change.
Mm-hmm.
Our lips too small, we go blow them up. Mm-hmm. We get the BB and the CC and the FF. Why are we doing that? God gave you that.
Yes, yes.
We get the reduce and the modus. The doodus. Why? He said he made you the way he wanted you.
Yes.
Now, if you have a situation in your your health.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a situation where your health causes you to have to do some things to help yourself live longer. Live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Use common sense. Do what you need to do to create an atmosphere of health for yourself. You want to be healthy for God's work. You can't, if you're unhealthy, you can't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
He said, work while it's still day. Because mm-hmm. when night comes, no man can work. He ain't talking about old and young. That ain't all he talking about. He talking about health and strength.
Mm-hmm.
While you got your health and strength, it's daytime. When you sick, it's night.
Right.
You can't get it done. Amen? Amen. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants you to have wisdom, wise as a serpent, homes as a dog. Mm-hmm. Be smart enough to understand there are some situations where you have to go get some help for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be healthy.
Right.
And stay here longer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? You start eating right, drinking more water, exercising, doing things that's going to keep you here. Did we read? Yeah. God created us for his own glory. To know, love, and reflect him. If you see somebody with a stinking attitude, they ain't God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
They got all this stuff hanging around, crosses and cherubims, collars on their neck, walk around with a Bible bigger than this room, and like a mad animal. Mean as a junkyard dog.
Mm-hmm.
would smile if you stretched their lips with pliers. You could vice grip them, and they won't smile. That's a shame. Won't laugh the same, won't crack a joke, everything. Praise the Lord. All starchy. Get it together. God is joy.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he get pleasure in us enjoying him and laughing and enjoying him.
Mm-hmm.
He don't get pleasure in us acting like snobs.
Right.
We supposed to reflect his love and his glory. And our purpose is to create, he's created us for that. To reflect his glory and his love. That's why he said the greatest thing we can have is the gift of love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you're walking around like this, that ain't love.
Right.
He created us to have dominion and authority over creations, animals. You know why we have authority over the devil? Because he's an animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he was a human, he'll have authority too. But he's an animal. He's not human. He's a spiritual animal that come to kill, steal, and destroy us. So we have to have authority to put him in his place.
Mm-hmm.
And cut his head off.
Yes.
And send his little slithering self on back where he come from.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us our authority over water. Unless you do something with the water, it does nothing. Listen to this. Listen to this. God gave us authority over water, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said everything he's created was by God.
Mm-hmm.
Water is used for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you use the water, it don't mean nothing. I could put a glass of water right here, right now, this bottle of water sitting right here, right? If I don't open that water and drink it, what is it doing?
Nothing.
Okay. That's what I mean. I'm saying. That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. If you don't use it, it don't get it ain't worth nothing.
Right.
Amen.
If you don't open this water,
mm-hmm,
and I don't drink it, or I don't take this water and put it on a plant, it ain't gonna grow.
Right.
If I don't take this water for me to cool me off, I'm gonna stay hot. If I don't take this water and pour it in the pot to help it cook, it won't get cooked.
Right.
That means we got to apply the purpose that God put in us and make it work.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Take what he got, gave you, and work it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here looking at Sister Lathan. God said, why not take what he gave you and start a referral company?
Mm. Amen.
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 Refer people to where they need to go, mm-hmm, for help. Amen. Get stuff, apply, get things and applications and paperwork, and never go nowhere and don't take what you need from it. Wherever you go, you should have a remnant. Can all you getting, get all you can. You there for a season? Get all the information you can get. Get all the copies of applications you can get. Anything you can get. Start your little referral company. Like say, I'll refer y'all to this and that.
Right.
Pay for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a liaison. I'll go talk to them for you.
Right.
You need Social Security? I'll go talk to them for you. I know who to go talk to. I know what papers to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I know where you need to go. What lawyer you need to call. Tap in. Amen.
Amen.
Find out how they doing that stuff. So you could do it.
Right. Right.
The door open to you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Your desire is to have your own business.
Yes.
I'm telling you. God said, take that and use it.
Amen.
You can start right here. Amen. Mm-hmm. This building empty all day. Church on Sunday, referral do Roger do Friday.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Ladies referrals. Right here.
Amen.
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 Set up. Come in here and get a computer and set yourself up. And say, you know what? Let me help you, baby.
Right.
Use what you got to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you can get some insurance. Meet me over here by such and such. Mm-hmm. The office in there. We got another office. Insurance company right there. Referrals over here.
Right.
Church in there.
Right.
Spiritual counseling over here.
Yep.
Amen.
Right.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
The lady I was talking about yesterday, Duchess,
uh-huh.
She was actually just randomly on Friday, she just started talking to me about business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she gave me a list. She's like, "This, you got to go get your EIN. You got to do this. You got to do that." Because she has like a lot of businesses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was telling her, I was like, I actually have two business ideas already.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Bridges of Grace, which is like a counseling slash referral.
That's
all
a bridge.
Like, yeah,
Amen.
Hey, I know what God tell me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. He's saying that too. He's saying just what you're saying because
mm-hmm.
one of the other things was the devil wouldn't be able to take anything away from us if we come together in business.
Right. Yes. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That came to me like the early part of the week.
Right.
Yep.
I was thinking that same thing. I said he wouldn't have no control. We wouldn't have to worry about people on a job.
Right.
All of those things if we come together in business.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Yep.
Amen.
That is confirmation on top of confirmation.
God know what he's doing.
Oh,
his
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
We have dominion because we was created for a purpose. When we think about why God says we were created, do we live what is reflected of from him for us? No. Nehemiah 9:6. We got more in us than what we believe we got.
Right.
Amen.
I'm serious. Yeah.
Amen.
Because you know why? We're doing it for other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you could do it for them, you could do it for you.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
You just got to step out of your comfort zone and know God holding your hand
Amen.
To do it.
Amen.
Start where you got to start from.
Mm-hmm.
This building sits here all week. I come in here maybe 2 or 3 times a week and do stuff. All week. You need peace and quiet to work? Work. Get in your zone. You in a place where the Lord is residing.
Right.
He's
Amen.
Here with you.
Right.
No interception. Amen.
Amen.
Nehemiah 9:6.
You alone are God. You made the skies and the heavens and all the stars. You made the earth and the seas and everything in them. You preserved them all, and the angels of heaven worship you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Everything worship God.
Yes.
Because
yes.
he made it.
Yes.
Amen.
And if you not, you dishonoring him.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Remember, who was that? I think, was that Nehemiah went in the tree? The sycamore tree? Somebody who went up there in the sycamore tree. And they wanted him to come down. And he said, I ain't coming down. I'm going to stay up here. Because I ain't getting distracted.
Amen.
Look it up.
I think it's the New Testament with Jesus.
I'm not sure who it was, but he went up in the tree. And they kept telling him to come down.
Was it Nicodemus?
Mm-mm. Nicodemus was that little one that just strolled at nighttime trying to get in.
Okay.
He was on the DL trying to get his blessings.
Right.
He didn't want nobody to know. There you go.
Zacchaeus.
Mm-hmm. What does it say? Read it.
It says there was a chief tax collector there named Zacchaeus who was rich. Zacchaeus was a little man and wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed to a sycamore tree.
And he told him, I ain't coming down until I get done what's got to be done. Some of us right at the brink of what's got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done. What them hillbillies say, get her done. Mm-hmm. Get her done, get her done. Amen.
Amen.
Don't come down until you get her done. Now that's the word for you. Take it.
Mm-hmm.
Apply. As we grow in God, he wants us to understand that his purpose for us is that in all our circumstances, we may be overcomers.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
Oh, you're going to overcome.
Amen.
Because he has the consuming fire.
Yes.
He going to consume those that come against you.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
And it's going to smell good.
Yes.
He said, consuming fire, sweet perfume. Fill this room. Fill it up. Amen.
Amen.
We should not be financing them. They should be financing us.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. We should be lending to them.
That's right.
But they should be financing us.
Yeah.
We have authority.
Yes.
To switch it.
Yeah.
No more will I finance the devil.
Right.
He gonna come and finance me.
Right.
And guess what? If I lose, I ain't never had it. Because what
right.
God got for me is for me.
That's right.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Amen. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
We may overcome the sin in our own sinful human nature. Because that's what God said, we overcome us.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us we have one Father
mm-hmm.
who created us.
Yes.
Yeah, I go tell him. The devil is alive.
Yes, he is.
This must be a good point. Thank you. We have one Father who created us. Now, where they get all these other gods, I don't know. Where they get all these other gods, that was just a note for myself. Now, where they get all these other gods, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the God I know name is Jesus Christ.
Right. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Because they got a lot of gods.
Mm-hmm.
They got Buddha,
mm-hmm.
Hinduism,
mm-hmm.
Jehovah's, dang Jehovah Jireh. That ain't him. Mm-hmm. Jehovah the Witness. John Witness. Y'all remember that story? When my son said, John Witness at the door? John Witness. He wanted to choke him out. 1 Corinthians 8:6. We got one God.
That's right.
Amen.
The true and living God.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
All these pocketbook gods, the kind you can pick up and put in your purse.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
We can't put God in our purse.
Nope.
We can put his word in there.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
But they literally can pick God up and put him in their purse. I seen a lady on TikTok swinging some things. Some yes or no. Mm. It's a yes.
Mm.
They paying her for it. It's a no.
Mm.
It's a maybe.
Jesus.
She shake the thing in the wire. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The little wire you swing.
Mm.
And she tell you if whatever you ask her, if it's a yes or a no. She say, look what she say. Don't ask no questions about conceiving, pregnancy, and don't ask no political questions.
Mm.
No political questions and none about conceiving.
Mm-hmm. No, Jesus.
Yep, she know that'll get in trouble. Because if you tell somebody you're going to have a girl and they have a boy, they look at what you say and it's on that camera. That you told them that.
Yep.
So she said, certain questions they tell you, they have it in scripture. I be paying attention to that stuff. Don't ask me this, don't ask me this, don't ask me this. I don't talk about that. 1 Corinthians 8:6. We got one God.
But for us, there is one God, the Father, by whom all things were created and for whom we live. And there is one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things were created and through him we live.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One God, one Father, yes. One Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, I don't know where they're coming from with all that stuff. I seen the pendulum. They swing the thing like this doing it. She take the little penny, hit it. They got a yes, a never, and a something like this. No on this side, yeah on this side, a never, and a yes is going this way. And wherever it stops, and it go, and a maybe in the middle. So if it's swinging and it stops this way, that means it's a no. If it stops this way, it's a yay.
Ignorant.
And you're paying somebody for that.
Yes. Yes.
But you won't come sit in the house of God.
Yeah. Right.
And hear a true and living word for your life.
Right.
But you're paying somebody for that.
Right.
You're paying somebody to deceive you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
You're paying to play with them spirits.
Yes.
Because you done opened the door to something you can't shut.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now you're open.
Mm-hmm.
Now you didn't experience the yes or the no. And God forbid it happen. Because see, I'm going to tell you something. The devil allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And give them a hint. They'll go back and do it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In the word of God, it tells us that the one Father who created us, even the things he created, will teach you that he is your creator.
Amen.
And a true father. He is your creator and your true father.
Yes.
He your true daddy.
Yes.
Amen.
When you go to God, he gonna give you a true answer.
Yes. Amen.
He ain't gonna say, oh, yes or no. Yes or no what?
Right.
You telling me yeah, yeah to what? No to what? Mm-hmm. My own question I answered?
Mm-hmm.
I could have answered it myself.
Mm-hmm.
See, God, when he tell you yes or no, it's detail.
Because
he going to tell you yeah, and he going to give you instructions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When he tell you no, he going to tell you why.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's because you ain't ready. Your mind's somewhere else. And he know your heart and what you going to do with it. He'll give certain people new calls.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they're gonna take care of the call and they're gonna ride somebody and they're gonna be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't give a new call because they'll pass you up. Mm-hmm. They can see their own mama at the bus stop and burn rubber. Take off, we ain't gonna fight. Mm-hmm.
No,
my grandfather used to sit on the porch. My mama was always prone to her children. That was a little bit, not all the way. You know, I had some issues. And my brother, I'm not quite sure what my brother was dealing with, but I do know it was a learning thing.
Mm-hmm.
One slow, one good. He used both hands.
Mm-hmm.
Extra, whatever they call that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he could do things with both his hands.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he, a lot of things he had, he was real weird to me, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, when he did use his most dominant hand, it was the left.
Mm-hmm.
He was real left-handed. Everything was left on him.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said, Lord, my child lefty. You know, she was like, oh Lord. So she would take extra time with him.
Mm-hmm.
You tell him to read fast, he read loud. Tell him to read loud, he read faster. He was just
doing his own thing.
Teach him the time, and I'm across the room calling him.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm talking to him. I'll be over there telling the time the clock way over here.
Uh-huh.
And he's sitting right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
He just was slow to catch on to things
mm-hmm.
than me. I was faster catching on to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mama say, okay, I know my son going to high school. He's a boy. Mm-hmm. He's my only boy. So she bought him a car. She bought him a raw blue Camaro with silver rims.
Okay.
Tinted glasses. It was clean. Yeah. Clean. You hear me? And she said, that's my only son. I want my boy to have a car. Mm-hmm. So she bought him a car. She always buy a slow chair or something. Children that's struggling, right. Going to school, trying to make something out of themselves. Me and my sister, right. We don't get nothing. Fake us straight out. She do that. I don't know why she just, maybe she just cling to the slow kids. Like, I'm like, why you ain't helping the slow kids? Help us. Right. But she don't do it. So, I remember my grandfather used to sit on the porch with his newspaper. And he'll have the newspaper in his hand. And you could hear my brother, because my brother had took the whole back seat out the car and put these speakers. And you could hear boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Coming down the street.
Right.
And the car be, you could just hear it coming down the street. Right. And I'd be in the kitchen saying, my brother, you know, I ain't know no better. I was still in the world. So I'd be like, yeah. Boom, boom. I'll be in the kitchen throwing dishes. Because I know I'm going to get in that car with my brother. We're going to be bumping down the street.
Right, right.
And my brother coming.
Right.
You know? So, my grandfather used to sit on the porch. He'll say, there go your stupid brother. Here come your stupid brother. He said, God didn't create him for that. God created him for something better than that. My grandpa used to say that all the time. But we didn't know no better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he used to say, why do you get excited when you see your brother? Mm. I was excited because that was my brother.
Right.
I ain't know how stupid he was. But, but he will remind me. He said, that is not what God created for them, for him. Mm. That he need to change his ways. And he would not do nothing for my brother. Mm-hmm. My mama would. Mm-hmm. But for me, he'll do everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I got my car, he'll pass my grandpa up sitting on the porch every day. Boom, 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 boom. You can hear him coming.
Mm-hmm.
But when the first time I was able, my little boyfriend with one windshield wiper bought me a little car, the Halloween wagon, with the first... I saw my grandfather sitting on the porch. I went over there, left school. I saw him sitting on the porch. I said, Grandpa, I'm going to buy you some Popeye chicken.
Oh.
I would go buy him. He would look for me to come. I never rolled up with the boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Right.
But when I came with something.
Uh-huh.
I never was empty-handed.
Right.
He said, you see the difference in y'all?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, that's why I give you.
Because
mm-hmm. you got right. your car. It's not even half as nice as his, right. but you're not gonna pass me up and don't feed me.
Right.
But your brother got a brand new car bumping down the street where everybody can see him. He won't bring me a piece of toast. Mm. They got some people can't stand to be blessed.
Right.
Yep.
And not gonna follow instructions. Mm-hmm. That car wasn't for you to do that. It was for you to go to school.
Right.
And do what you needed to do.
Right.
But me and my sister trying to go to school, we had to get the bus. I know one time my heel broke off my shoe, and I called my mom. I said, Mom, my heel broke off my shoe. I was going to work. After I got off, I was going to catch the bus and go to work.
Right.
But my shoe broke. She ain't never came. I said, okay, it's good. And my sister told me, she said, the ones that she treat that way are going to be the ones take care of her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That was my sister say.
Yep.
She said, we're going to be the ones there for her. The ones that she gave everything to are not going to be that. My brother, God bless the day, he not here. My other says, oh, Lord. Ain't that my other? One father, Job 12, 7 through 10. I'm just letting y'all see, give y'all a synopsis. You was created for more than that. If God bless you with something, use it for the glory of God.
Amen.
He bless you with a business. Use it. Don't forget he blessed you with it.
Right.
Yep.
It's for you to give back to the kingdom and help the people of God.
Yes,
with
it. Amen.
That's why he give it to some people and he don't give it to other people.
Right.
Because they won't do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm going to brag about this. The Halloween wagon, they're in a freeze. And the Halloween wagon was getting money from everybody to get gas out because my car was the only one working in the block.
I heard that.
Because I had sense enough to go out there and put some antifreeze in my car. Uh-huh. See, they was used to that heat and it never got right. like that. Yeah. It never got that cold. I said, I need the Halloween and my heater will burn you up. Mm-hmm. You had to put the window down while the heater was on. Or your perm will be cooked. Amen. Amen. Job 12:7-8.
Just ask the animals and they will teach you. Ask the birds of the sky and they will tell you. Speak to the earth and it will instruct you. Let the fish in the sea speak to you. For they all know that my disaster has come from the hand of the Lord. For the life of every living thing is in his hand and the breath of every human being.
Amen.
His eye is on the sparrow.
Yes.
Why should I worry? Right. Why should I feel discouraged when he can take care of the sparrow?
Right. That's right.
Birds don't go to the grocery store. Serious.
Right.
They eat them. Animals don't go open up the Walmart and say, get a grocery basket and start shopping. Mm-mm. But they eat.
Yes. Yes.
He take care of them.
Yes, he does.
So why he can't take care of us? Right. He said, take no care for tomorrow. Yes. Just for the just for the day. Worry about the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
You fretting yourself about tomorrow, you might not even be here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then rush yourself. Rush yourself to the cuckoo house. Yes. Rush yourself to the grave. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. What I'm going to eat next week? Oh, Lord. What I'm going to eat tomorrow? Lord. Eat today. Trust me, God going to make you a way for you tomorrow to eat too.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ, whom we serve, is worthy to be worshipped, honored, and praised. That's what we got to worry about.
Amen.
Making sure we honor and praise and worship God in everything we do. Revelations 4:11. I know y'all hear Revelation, but it's a revelation to hate Revelation. Because I hear Revelation with y'all. That's the inner stuff.
Man.
Yes. 4:11.
You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased.
Amen. Amen.
That's why he wants you to worship him.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He deserves it.
Yes.
He deserves. He gets upset with us when we complain. We complain because it's human. We try to say, when you get ready to complain, say, I'm rich.
Amen.
I'm wealthy. Yeah. I'm wise. I'm wealthy, healthy, and wise.
Amen.
Say something in exchange for the complaining. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm wise. I'm rich. I am more than enough. I'm prosperous. I see money falling on me. Amen. My account is overflowing.
Amen.
Speak those things as though they were.
Yes. Amen.
It is a dishonor to God when we complain. You look at your size and say, I hate how fat I am. You look at your hair and say, I hate what color it is. You look at your lips and say, I hate how small they are. We look in the mirror and see how unattractive we are. But God always sees how beautiful we are.
Amen.
Psalms 139:13-14. Psalms. 139:13-14.
Thank you.
Now, don't get me wrong. God didn't say get ridiculous. He said be fruitful. He said eat, drink, be happy, enjoy him. He said drink till you get drunk. He said eat till you're a glutton. He said get ridiculous. Well, you got to go pray because your belly about to bust open. They got some people don't know where to stop. They just keep going up more and more and more and more. What the word say?
You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it.
Amen. I'm the work of God's hands.
Yes.
And I'm a good piece of work.
Amen.
You ever heard somebody say, "Ooh, Lord, you're a piece of work." Mm-hmm. They used to tell pastor that all the time. I don't know what they meant. I know they meant it in a refreshing way. <'Cause> you, I used to tell them, I said, you is a piece of, you is a piece, a true piece of work.
Jesus.
He was.
So funny.
Yes.
He wasn't cut from a different cloth.
Oh, yeah.
It was his own cloth.
I don't even know where he got the material.
I don't know.
They don't sell that in the United States.
From the secret treasure.
Yes, Jesus. Something else. God is a balanced God.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Be grateful for how God made you. God is a balanced God. We the ones out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
We so throw it off. I'm so throw. I'm going to say me because I don't want to put that on nobody else. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. I'm throw it off. See, when you could admit you throw it off, you ain't going to be throw it off no more. Because you catch yourself. You say, Lord, help me, Lord. I'm a little to the left. I'm a little to the left. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20.
Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body.
Amen. Amen. My body belongs to God. My body belongs to God. My hands and my feet belongs to God. My hands and my feet belongs to God. My body belongs to God. My body. That's how we used to be getting it down. Them old folks. My hands and my feet. And we be strutting around the church.
That's all right.
My body, my hands, my feet. It's the temple of the Lord.
Yes.
Use me, Lord, as you want to.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm a vessel. Yes, keep me on the wheel.
Yes, Jesus.
Mold me and make me the way you desire me to be.
Yes.
That's right.
Let whatever I do be for your glory.
Yes, Jesus.
Look at your neighbor and say, I was created for the King.
For the King.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.